In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Why was Jesus sleeping in the boat? How is it even possible for a person to sleep through a storm while on a boat? This isn't some big cruise ship where you don't feel hardly any of the wind and the waves. This is a fishing boat. And there is Jesus asleep in the boat. It seems that Jesus should have been up there on the deck helping the disciples fight through the storm, doing whatever he could. No, he wasn't a trained fisherman, wasn't a trained mariner, but he should have been up there doing something. But he wasn't. Or, even better, maybe Jesus could have calmed that storm without even being asked. He was certainly capable of it. Jesus' actions here seem just a little bit strange. And then topping all of that is his somewhat odd-sounding rebuke to the disciples. "Oh, you of little faith," he says to them, when they're finally able to rouse him from his sleep. Weren't they supposed to look to him for help? What gives? You see, God doesn't always act in the way that we expect him to. But we understand by faith that God does what is right. He does what is right at the right time, even if it doesn't appear to be right and it doesn't appear to be the right time. But according to our human understanding, taking faith out of the picture altogether, according to our human understanding, it seems as if God is asleep. Faith tells us that what God does is right, but our human understanding sees it differently. Things happen in our world that seem to indicate that God is paying no attention at all. People get sick and die. Husbands abuse their wives. Wives cheat on their husbands. Children rebel against their parents. People are murdered in cold blood. Families are destroyed by divorce. Men are consumed with greed to the point of taking what doesn't belong to them. There are wars that take the lives of soldiers and innocent civilians alike. And the list goes on and on and on. And as if that all weren't enough, even nature itself inflicts evil on the world through natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, devastating freezes, snow, ice, earthquakes, floods, mudslides, wildfires, and on and on and on. Doesn't God care? Is he asleep? Look at all the evil that's happening. And then just in the past couple of weeks, we've been given a poignant example of this. The states of Vermont and Virginia are soon to pass laws that allow a baby to be legally murdered all the way up to the day of their birth. And the state of New York already passed the bill. And when it passed through the legislature in New York, it was boisterously cheered in the Senate chamber. The governor of New York ordered that landmarks in New York be lit up pink to celebrate this momentous occasion for progressive values. And we looked on in disbelief as evil was celebrated as good. Why doesn't God do something? Is he asleep? Is he asleep? Doesn't he care? Don't you care, Lord, that babies will die? And the Lord awakes. Just pretending he was sleeping. He wasn't sleeping. But the Lord awakes and he rebukes us. He rebukes us not because we have no faith, but because our faith is little. We don't trust him to take care of what ails the world. We think he needs help. And so we try and devise our own strategies for solving all the world's problems. We develop programs to help with domestic abuse. We engineer various things to and even try to alter lifestyles to mitigate the effects of natural disasters. We try to pass legislation to outlaw the murder of innocent babies. Many of these things are good, and may seem to even make things better, but in the end, they're like using duct tape to fix a leaky water pipe in your house. The Lord rebukes us for this foolishness, not because it's wrong to try, not because these things are bad, but because we actually think it worked. We put our full and complete trust in the things of this world rather than trusting in God Himself as the one who delivers us from all trouble. And so God rebukes us. He rebukes us and breaks us down with His law that shows us just how foolish we are to trust in the things of men. Rejoice that God disciplines you in this way. It shows you that you still have faith. Remember, Jesus didn't accuse the disciples of having no faith. He rebuked them for their little faith. The disciples thought they were going to die, but Jesus was telling them, what's the big deal? You have the life of the world to come, a gift far more precious. Even if you die tonight, you will live for eternity. You can't handle the storms of this life and this world on your own, and pray that you never forget that. Pray that God never stops reminding you of that fact. Pray that His law would continue to break you down so that He can fill you with the good news of Jesus Christ. The comfort of the gospel is what comes after the rebuke. This is what the disciples themselves discovered. Jesus wakes up, He rebukes the disciples for having little faith, and then He immediately rebukes the wind and the waves. It didn't matter that their faith was little. Jesus still gives them deliverance from that which was afflicting them. He is their God. They are His people. He has promised that He will deliver them from all evil. And He's going to keep His promise. And the Lord promises the same to you. Is your faith little? Probably. But Jesus has promised that He is with you always to the very end of the age. Your God implores you to call upon Him in the day of trouble, and He will answer you. He answers you with His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is your Jonah. Jonah sacrificed himself for the sake of the crew that was taking him away from God's call to go to Nineveh. And Jesus sacrifices himself, throws himself to the sea for you at the cross, to win for you and for all people forgiveness, life, and salvation. And so even though the wind and the waves of this life continue to batter you and beat you down, you have the assurance that the victory has already been won in Jesus Christ. You have the assurance that He will come in glory to judge the living and the dead, where your verdict of not guilty will be declared once and for all. It is then that Jesus will say, "Peace, be still," to this world. And deliverance from evil will at last be a full and complete reality. Your Lord neither slumbers nor sleeps. He does all things well, and He does them at the perfect time. It's not easy, it's nearly impossible to see it now, but you can be confident that His words and His promises are sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.